2.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Bert Bacharach himself on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Reach Out For Me. We started this hour off with Floyd Kramer. Have you never been mellow? I've never been mellow. If I've been mellow, then okay, that doesn't make sense. But anyhow, we're listening. You're listening to the second hour of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I really can talk. So let's go on a road trip, and why not go to Nebraska this week? And we're starting in Alliance, Nebraska, where there's Carhenge. Yes, Carhenge is exactly what it sounds like. A full-scale replica of England's Stonehenge built entirely from vintage cars painted gray. The vehicles are carefully arranged to match the original monument's layout, right down to the proportions. It's earnest, odd, and strangely respectful. Well, that's interesting. I've heard of that before. I think I knew somebody who went there once. Anyhow, Scottsbluff, Nebraska has the world's largest covered wagon. Towering over the plains, this enormous steel-framed wagon honors the pioneers who traveled west on the Oregon Trail. It's long enough to feel symbolic rather than kitschy, which somehow makes it more striking. Standing beside it gives instant perspective on just how intimidating the journey west must have been. Subtle, it is not. There you go. North Platte, Nebraska, Bailey Yard, the largest railroad classification yard in the world, stretching farther than the eye can comfortably follow. From the observation tower, visitors watch trains being sorted with hypnotic precision. There is no ride, no show, just massive logics in motion. It's industrial scale turned into spectacle. So that's pretty interesting right there. In Kearney, Nebraska, the Archway, the museum spans Interstate 80 itself, literally arching over one of America's busiest highways. Inside, exhibits traced westward expansion, road travel, and the evolution of transportation. Cars pass underneath while history unfolds overhead. It's one of the few attractions that watches you arrive, which could be very interesting, actually, if it can follow you. Hang on, let me get technology straight here. And Omaha, Nebraska. The small museum of shadows leans into an eerie showcasing haunted artifacts, unsettling stories, and displays meant to raise eyebrows. Whether you're a believer or not, the atmosphere does most of the work. It's intimate, intentionally uncomfortable, and unapologetically niche. So the weird can whisper when it wants to there. And finally, Pioneer Village in Minden, Nebraska. Sprawling across dozens of buildings, Pioneer Village houses one of the largest collections of Americana in the country. Early cars, airplanes, household items, and storefronts sit preserved as if time paused mid-sentence. I pause mid-sentence quite frequently. It's a less curated museum and more historical overflow drawer. So if you have a junk drawer, that's something you can see. If you don't see it all, you just absorb it. So there you go. There's the road trip to Nebraska. You're on this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have John Fox with All or Nothing at All.
giving him a fresh air full of the wind cup, and I won't be found in the shadows hiding sorrow. And I can wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow, tomorrow.
Relaxing and easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy. That was the Fantastic Strings and Good Morning Starshine. I bet you knew that right away. Let's see. What else did we have? We had Botticelli and Looking Through the Eyes of Love, Helen Reddy with Peaceful, and John Fox with All or Nothing at All. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, or WRCT in Pittsburgh. And it's good to be with you for another week. And we're going to hear from, hang on a second. I have to go here in, with a hammer and whack the computer on the head here. So hang on. And this is just because we have to synchronize our time here.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata.
Oh, do it again, please.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
Outstanding way to synchronize our time. Here's Frances Goya and Woman in Love. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
That's Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. With a Hamilton Joe Frank and Reynolds tune called Fallen in Love. Before that, we had John Gregory with Which Way You Goin', Billy, from the Poppy Family originally. And Frank Chaxfield with On and On. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Raleigh, North Carolina. A woman hit an unexpected double jackpot. She bought a new house and won a $100,000 lottery prize the same day. Winners at the Education Lottery office said the woman appeared stunned, repeatedly asking if the machine was broken. Yeah. The new homeowner said she planned to use the money for home repairs and maybe a celebratory pizza party. Be one heck of a party, wouldn't it? Lottery officials joked that her timing was so good it should be patented. Friends have already started teasing her about quitting her day job, though she insists she'll keep it, for social interaction and free coffee. Neighbors are reportedly unofficially naming her the Luck Ambassador of the Block. Meanwhile, up the road in Richmond, Virginia, airport officials at a Virginia facility have launched a full-scale search for the owner of a beloved teddy bear left behind in security screening. The plush bear, wearing a tiny scarf and a slightly crooked smile, was found at a lost-and-found bin with no ID. Workers say the bear has become something of a morale booster, with employees taking turns posing it in humorous security guard stances. The airport's social media post seeking its owner has gone viral. I haven't seen it yet myself, leading to dozens of creative theories about its origins. One frequent flyer claims the bear whispered travel tips to him, though that may be seasonal affective disorder humor. Yeah. And whoever the bear belongs to is urged to come forward. The scarf alone is worth at least three hugs. So there you go. And finally, up the road from there in Meriden, Connecticut, a local high school physics club unintentionally set a strange new unofficial record when their homemade Rube Goldberg-style contraption successfully toasted a slice of bread using nothing but falling dominoes, solar panels, and a reflective umbrella. The experiment was intended to demonstrate energy transfer, but teachers say it quickly became a breakfast-making spectacle. Onlookers cheered as after 73 steps, the toaster sprang to life and browned the bread to perfection. Club members are now negotiating with Guinness officials to see if they can make it official, though organizers admit the criteria are unclear. School administrators have approved plans to refine the device for future science fairs, preferably with bagels next time. Students jokingly asked for a mascot, a smiling toast with goggles. Yeah, so there you go. And that's pretty creative right there. Wow. That's a major thing, you know. Speaking of that, here's Mason Williams on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Feeling blue, keeping time, thinking of you. 2, 3, 4, hi ho diddle a day, hi ho diddle a day, whoa, hi ho diddle a day. Trying to see the way you'd look, trying to taste the way you'd cook, trying to hear the way you'd talk, trying to roll rock. Hi-ho diddle-a-day, hi-ho diddle-a-day, hi-ho little-bitty-diddle-a-day. I'm just sitting here getting blue, beating on me in a rhythm for you. Hi-ho diddle-a-day, hi-ho diddle-a-day, hi-ho little bit of diddle a day.
here feeling blue, blowing time a tootin' for you. The way you'd punch, trying to figure the way you'd hunch, trying to feel the way you'd touch, trying not to miss you so dang much. Sitting here totally blue, waiting for the diddle I day you're due. Hi-ho, it'll be gay. Hi-ho, holiday. Woo! Hi-ho, diddle I day.
relaxing and easy.
relaxing and easy. With Roger Williams there, Too Late for Goodbye. Not quite time for goodbye yet. We have one more song available to you. Peter Appleyard before that with This Masquerade. Paul Marriott with Copacabana. Nick Ingman did Two Hearts. And Mason Williams did A Major Thing. You're listening to Eric O'Brien and Bruno the Cat in His Lap, who is jingling all the way here and fortunately not talking at the moment, and just making himself right at home, right here in my lap under the microphone. There you go. As I said, we have time for one more. Here's Sven Lebeck and Heart Hotels. Come to the end of another program of smooth, relaxing, and easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. The cat's name is Bruno. I'll see you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-36.
90% of them are black or Latino.
Homelessness is not the fault of the homeless. It's not a moral issue. It's a problem that can be addressed and solved. Give people homes and services if they need them. We'll also look at the bold imperialistic attack when the United States military kidnapped the president of Venezuela and his wife, taking them to New York City on the preposterous charge.